Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yeah, mixed condition here. The Dow up 25 points today, 0.2%, but for the week, the Dow was down 2.9%. S&P 500 pretty much unchanged today, but for the week, the S&P down 3.8%, the worst week since September. NASDAQ Composite today down 15 points, 0.6%. The yield on the Treasury's 10-year note is up to 2.01%. Beyond the continuing saga of Europe's financial confusion, it's in part the super committee cliffhanger adding nervous tension to the financial markets these days. Many investors would love some way to see to just the middle of next week when the bipartisan congressional super committee hits its deadline on Wednesday. $1.2 trillion in cuts to the federal deficit or else. Karen Shaw Petru with Federal Financial Analytics reviews some options.
They have three choices. They could do what they were charged with doing and make some hard decisions on both the revenue and spending side. They could throw up their hands and say, gosh darn it, it's everybody else's fault, and say they couldn't do it. Or they could do what's apparently in the works, which is say they've cut the deficit by faking the numbers and by coming up with accounting gimmicks to pretend they did it.
And so the initial headlines are that they've solved the problem, but as people start looking at it more carefully on Thanksgiving Day and the day after, the realization might start to sink in that there was some smoke and mirrors here.
Exactly. And then we would be on a course that you see in Europe, which really scares me, which is pretending we fixed something and the markets hope for that and then figure it out, and then the problem drags on and gets worse because we haven't had the guts to fix it the first time.
So you think you're going to have to work late on Wednesday? I'm not sure exactly the hour of the day that their deadline is. I think it's just Wednesday.
It's just Wednesday, and I don't think the markets will turn upside down, in part because the expectations are low. Some of this is priced in. If the super committee does a superhuman feat and comes up with something credible, I think you might start to see some really positive market reaction led by the U.S. So that wouldn't start to happen till Friday. So we'll all get to eat our turkeys on Thursday.
Karen Shaw Petru at Federal Financial Analytics. Now, have they really invented a time machine? A business research group known as the Conference Board takes a basket of indicators, everything from the number of new building permits to how many hours a week they're working at factories, and comes up with the leading economic index. It's supposed to look 3 to 6 months into our economic future, and the data today bodes well. The index went up 0.9 compared to 0.1 a month earlier. I'll let you know in a few months if this time machine actually works. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Our alternative indicator comes to you today courtesy of Heinz. The condiments company is being squeezed by rising commodities prices on the one hand and falling demand in Europe and the U.S. on the other. But Heinz has come up with some creative ways to play catch-up. It's focusing on shoppers who are strapped for cash by selling some Heinz stuff in smaller, cheaper packages. Plus, it's reintroducing to the U.S. market that least fancy of foods, beans in a can, also known as austerity in a spoon. You can read more about Heinz travails and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. The website is marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.